We're here with Maya. Say what's up.
Hi, everyone.
So, Maya, you're an R&B artist. Mm-hmm. Is there other elements that you would describe your music or just you as an artist in general?
Yeah, I feel like my music's very raw, mixed with like a lot of alternative production. So the vocals are very soulful and classic, but the production and messaging is where the risk comes in. Yeah.
Well, you know, we want to get to know you as an artist, right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, everyone's journey is so different. How long have you been making music for?
I have been making music technically since 2019. Mm-hmm. I put out one song like a year for a good like 3-4 years. Yeah. And then I feel like the past year has been my most proactive. But I think a lot of people locally know me for music, but it's been like a purpose-driven like venture. Mm-hmm. I think in the last year or two.
Was it more for yourself, or was it like why did you start making music?
I honestly wrote my first song and I started singing when I was 9. No one in my family's musical. Like, I don't have that story. Like,
no,
they're all corporate doctors, lawyers type of thing,
right?
So I was very much exposed to music through my own personal interest. I grew up watching a lot of MTV Bass and like America's Next Top Model and all of that kind of influence, like, was just from my mother and her love of music as a listener. And then like I just taught myself how to sing basically as a child and then kept going. But it wasn't something that was natural for sure. But yeah, I think it's natural now.
I don't know. I feel like your confidence in yourself and just, you know, getting to know you over the last couple of years, like, you just are very, I think, sure of yourself, if that makes any sense. And it comes through your music for sure.
Yeah.
And I want to know, like, who did influence your music and your sound? Like, what artists did you listen to that mm-hmm. would say is a part of your sound now?
Yeah, I have to say, like, the mainstreams. Yeah. But I feel like I stopped saying people like, you know, main pop girlies because you just get kind of restricted mm-hmm. to that, whether it's the aesthetics or just R&B. It's like such a vast genre, mm-hmm. but one indicator kind of makes you get put in a box in that way, which any artist gets anyways in any genre. So I feel like, honestly, the last couple years, it's been other up-and-coming artists that I've appreciated.
I love that.
But honestly, I can only answer right now, but I have to say people like Tizo Touchdown, people like Tinashe, mm-hmm. Rihanna, Beyonce, like those classics for sure in my childhood. But I think as the years have gone on, I've had an appreciation for just like left artists. But I love like Billie, I love like the Marias, mm-hmm. like Lucky Day,
yeah,
Mariah the Science, like all the classics, and like, or mainstream. I don't know, this is a hard question for me, but like,
no,
the classics.
I think you nailed it on the head though, right? Like, you're it's an all-encompassing,
it is,
genres that make you who you are as an artist. And I think that's the direction that we're seeing with music, which is really cool, because
yeah.
you're not put in this box.
Yeah.
You're just influenced by all these sounds, right? And so yeah, I want to know, you know, the music that you're making now. Can you give us a little bit more in-depth of what to expect and what we're going to be hearing?
Yeah, I think for the latest upcoming project, mm-hmm. This project means a lot to me because it was also, like, pushed out of me in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's stuff coming in the next year or so that I feel very, like, this is what I've been my whole life, like, mm-hmm. waiting for to make.
Mm-hmm.
But this project feels like it was really my environment that forced it out of me, and I think I really wanted to capture that in a flow state. And I think this project is basically me doing the classic ballad, like my spin of like a classic R&B sound,
mm-hmm.
and I want to put that out there before I go completely left.
Mm.
And so this is like like truly that's what I mean, it's forced out of me.
Yeah,
but the like deeper spiritual meaning was like, it's like each song on this project has its own personality. That's what my girlfriend told me.
I love that.
And like, you just get the soulful energy that, you know, we're all craving. And it just, it's so atmospheric. It feels like there's a lot more happening than there is, but it's very simple at the same time. So I think that's the best way I can explain the project.
Oh my god, you guys hearing this? Isn't it crazy? So I mean, I think we should just dive into like what's gonna happen next year. Yeah. I mean, let's talk about the event that's on October 18th.
October 18th. This is more important than my birthday. That's what I'm telling everyone. More important than my birthday.
Show up.
If you don't come, you hate me. But also come if you hate me.
It's even better.
Yeah, it's better. Well, it'll be like a... We'll get off on it together. Like, yeah. I shouldn't say that.
Let's just transform together.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think the event is a huge deal for me because I have done so many shows. Like, mm-hmm. if you've been in the music space the past year, yeah. you probably haven't seen me around. Mm-hmm. If you've been in Vancouver the last couple years, which most of us have,
yeah.
I've done all the main things that you could do in our scene. Mm-hmm. I feel like taking a show and doing shows actively as an independent artist, to me, has become like a pick and choose game. Yeah. It's either like you do a bunch of shows or you're putting out crazy content and doing a lot of music. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the ideal is to have both, but as an up-and-coming artist, I feel like a lot of us have to choose. So that's why I feel like this event is important to me and this project's important to me, because it's me actually taking in like this, the industry and the space,
yeah, yeah.
and making sure like I'm keeping my raw messaging.
Mm-hmm.
And being very intentional, right? Like, yes. I'm just not saying yes to as many things unless it's true. So I think, and getting attached to my team, mm-hmm. getting attached to the process, like, I really, like, I want to reel people into that place.
Yeah.
And, like, really bring you in my head, as others have done for me. And so this place is, like, curating a music experience that, you know, it's not really about my music. It's more about expression, like come for a peak expression moment,
mm-hmm.
like come for like the music. It's for the R&B heads and like the people who want to hear the voice cracks live and like who want to see people and like raw talent and just yeah. like connect. And I think that's what we're all craving, and I feel like it's just, I'm really excited to have control over that space,
mm-hmm.
Along with you guys. And like, I don't know, it's just like, how can we bring all the great people in the journey together?
Yeah.
And that's like what inspired this event. And I feel like it's just rawness and connectivity. Mm-hmm. I don't even care about like the EP part or like the project part, or like, it's just, I want you to come so you can see it. It's like, come feel it.
Yeah.
Come okay. see it and like receive it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Step out the matrix.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Step out a little bit and like dance into someone's world, like step into someone's world, like see that space, like because I feel like my friends and I've just had so many great private conversations, mm-hmm. where I'm sharing like my life and my story, my emotions, and like the song, and I play it for someone and they go and do something in their own life. It just like ignites something in them to go do their own thing, mm-hmm. and I've received that too. So I'm just trying to capture that. Excuse me. I'm just trying to capture that through this event.
Yeah.
Through this event. And like, I could ramble on that forever. But long story short,
yeah.
come for the connection.
Yes.
Come to dance in somebody else's world.
Yeah.
If you think Vancouver is not the R&B city that we want it to be, mm-hmm. especially for genres like hip hop and R&B.
Yeah.
Outside of that alternative band culture,
yeah,
like come contribute and be a part of it, because I feel like there's no reason not to have a good time.
Yes.
And I think that's just what I love about the energy behind this whole planning process and getting this out there.
Yeah.
It's like there's no reason not to just come have a great time and bring that, you know, virtual Instagram love like in person.
Yeah, that's it. I think that's probably why we get along so well, because we have the same vision and values of how yes. we want to connect with people,
values
right?
Especially.
That's it. It's all in the intention. And I think you're going to be quite successful in that, because that's been your drive. And I'm really excited for you as an artist. Yeah, you're doing it for all the right reasons.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's not something that, it's not a race.
No.
But when it comes, it's going to come fast for you, girl.
Yeah.
It's going to come in hot.
Yeah, I've accepted my journey. I've accepted the timing. Like, I'm spiritual. I've given that to God. I mm-hmm. just think it's really obvious at this point that this is what, like, I do. Mm-hmm. This is what I do. Like,
yes. I've accepted it now. Yeah.
Yeah, I've accepted yeah. it that way. And I feel like there's so much talent, but it's never been about talent, right? It's about perspective. I feel like I'm bringing a missing perspective. Yeah. And I feel like everyone should also feel that way about whatever it is they want to bring to the table. So I think the last couple of years in this project has been a like huge culmination of those, that energy in every aspect.
So you think you've grown into that energy, or like,
I've grown into that energy. Yeah. I'm protective of that energy. And I'm possessive. I'm possessive of the energy. Like, I don't want I don't want you here if you're just not in it, with in the trenches with me.
Yes.
So it's been very easy for me to kind of step aside and like build these songs over the last year or so.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
This is longer.
This is great. This is what we need. We want to get to know you, and I think you've done that in a nutshell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's the whole point of these interviews.
Yeah, and you have a nice speaking voice.
Oh, do I? Girl, I talk a lot too.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I'm shy, like I'm doing so early.
Isn't it funny that we like pursued something that requires us to be in on stage and in front of people?
Yeah.
But are still quite shy.
Yeah, I'm confident.
Yeah.
But I'm confident, but I get drained from it. Mm. Like, I get drained from social situations.
Yes.
So that's why I don't think I'm fully extroverted.
Yeah, same.
I just, like, it's just a habit. I swear, like, talking a lot becomes a habit if you're, like, a child who is in many environments and I moved around a lot and I had, like, a unique background in that sense. Like,
you had to learn to.
Yeah, you gotta talk to people and make a thing. So I always felt like when I first came into music, I always felt like I wasn't cool enough. Like maybe like if you look at my Instagram or you look at me on the surface, like sure. But when I would talk to people, like I always felt like I wasn't the right personality, which was more confusing for me. Because I feel like there's a total outcast and then there's the people who you think do the job well,
yes,
but they're quirky, like they're interesting, and I felt like that was me.
Yeah,
like I'm like, oh, you look at like a light-skinned R&B singer, like you have an archetype, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but I don't feel like my personality was like
matching it.
No, because I didn't grow up here.
Yeah, fair.
I didn't grow up here. I didn't, and a lot of like Canadians have the same experience.
Yeah.
So when I came into music and everyone's like, oh, I'm repping this city or doing this, like I'm British and I don't you just wouldn't know that from hearing me talk and stuff. So I feel like I wasn't nonchalant enough, like I wasn't unfazed, like too opinionated, big reactions, emotional.
Yeah.
Then as I met creatives, I was like, no. They're all like this. Like it's that. It's just an exterior I never developed in a way. So I feel like these events and the artists bringing, which, you know, you've been a part of as well, like we all are kind of like yappers, like we're flirty with our energy, like there's a point of connection.
Yes.
And I think that's where I'm at now in my energy. I'm just kind of like
just going with it.
Yeah, we like we connect, we don't, we vibe, we don't. I just, the work is undeniable, and that's been my goal the whole time.
That's amazing.
Like, you can, like, yeah. Like, and I hope that for everyone else, too, in their work. It's like, we all need to get to a place where it's just undeniable for you. Mm-hmm. So if I present this to someone, doesn't matter what level you're at, whatever, you just want to be able to listen to a song, appreciate visuals and aesthetic in a moment, and be like, this is a good quality thing. Like, I hope you go far because it's quality, a quality experience.
Yeah, that's it. It's all about the experience. I mean, these material things, like, it's only temporary. It's the things that we see, hear, smell, breathe, experience. Like, it's that's why we're here.
Yeah, and I think the intention is, like, always from that place. Like, and, yeah, I think truly my environment, like, to go back to, like, the industry, like, to be in this and to struggle through it. Sometimes I make a joke, like, it's self-imposed struggle to be an artist,
because
it's like I'm living my life off 9-year-old decisions.
Like
a kid
coming out.
100%. So when you learn that other people have their own reasons, like, it cuts the crowd, like, it draws a line. And so I think for me, just finding people who cared as much as I did, cared as much about the detail, want to invest in something important and take a risk. Yeah, like that's yeah.
Just take a leap of faith.
Take a leap of faith. If not, then like it's boring. Yeah. It's boring.
That's so yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, good. We still got. I just want to ask. Okay, maybe we talk about
anything.
Yeah, the event. Who's performing with you, right? And who you're bringing onto the platform and giving an opportunity to also share that experience.
Yeah, I love them. Laz is a huge friend of mine.
Love you, Laz.
Love you, Laz.
Love you.
Basically, like a huge contributor to my music. Mm-hmm. And that, oh my God, like you don't find that in another artist.
No.
Like an artist, not a manager, not a contributor, not an event promoter, none of that. An artist to get that from someone who's not a producer, not an engineer, and doing the same role, he's given me so much support. This was kind of first nature. I think he has a unique sound.
Yes.
I think his writing is great.
Oh, he's so talented.
And he's the nicest person on earth.
I know. Like, he is a gem. He's a gem.
He's just so innocent. There's an innocence in his energy, and that really means more to me actually than like the music.
Yeah.
Jaspa, I feel like, has vocals for days.
Yes.
For days.
Sing? Yeah.
And like I said, I think we just are like-minded in the creative process and the desire and storytelling. Mm-hmm. I think that's what we've connected on. Mm-hmm. So I just like, I love his tracks, and I think he doesn't try too hard. Like
he doesn't have to.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't have to, guys.
Some people have to try. I try. Some people don't have to try. And
I
feel
try hard either, though.
No, but like some people, it really just flows. Yeah. Like for some of us, like it's more a rough, like diamond in the rough experience. I feel like for him, he just flows, and that's where his confidence comes from. You know what I mean? And I admire that. So both artists are great. It's a little bit of hip hop, a little bit of like more trap R&B, and then my set's very acoustic, very stripped down, and like vocal led. So
this lineup is gonna be crazy.
And we have Hype Boulevard clothing.
Yes. Oh yes,
so good. Two female led entrepreneurs. They're so good. Shout out to Lexi.
Yeah.
And her team, Alina, everyone.
Are they going to be dressing you? Or dressing the...
Lexi will be styling me.
Ooh,
but it's her clothing brand.
Oh, sick. Yeah, I met Lexi at another event.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, are you people? This is insane.
Extremely talented. Yeah. Extremely kind.
Yeah.
She's, like, so kind. Sorry. Like, these people...